Schönen guten Abend, hier im Gimmel. Bitte, Herr Davis.
Amar le Levi le Rebbe. Amar le Levi le Rebbe. Mai eire de tonit es vov. Litnit es ein. Why it says es vov noshim. There's another one, the Zion 16. Omalei kamedumeli shein lemoyach bekoit koidoi. The answer she kasha, hot nish ken seicha. So the Chofetz Chaim, in the back of Shmira Saloshin, brings down a tshuvas Chavas Yoyer. Chavas Yoyer speaks out how we find in the Gemores how we find in the Gemores Lashoynes Kanoim v'shochiv rav Omar l'oshmaise Shva Lashoynes that how we find in the Gemores different Lashoynes Amiroim speaking Shaloi bekovet one to the other. So in all the Lashoynes Kanoim v'shochiv rav Chofetz Chaim says Fakar that's a limud zchus. There's a limud zchus. Rav said something that sounds very shver. So he says, Mistam Rav was sleeping when he said it. Zog de Chavas Yoyer, the Chofetz Chaim brings it down in the back of Shmiras Haloshen, kilo after all the halachas, frag de Chavas Yoyer, ober yevomes daftes, kamedume li she'en lemoyach bekrit koidoi. Such a loshen to sing so stark, one amoyra and the other amoyra. Zog de Chofetz Chaim, B'shem de Chavas Yoyer, Zog de Chavas Yoyer, that when a Talmid says something, Shaloi Koigen, Miderech Arav, and this is the derech of the learning, that the Rav yells on him and says, Kamedume Shel Moyach Bekoit Koidoi. For Levi, to ask such a kasha, Lefi Rav, Rav held that Levi had to think it over in Ganzen, and Mele Rav could tell him, Kamedume, he says, Das the Mokke von Rambam, Shetzorich Harav, Lichoy Salah Talmidim. Chofetz Chaim says, The Derech HaLimud, when the Rav is Lehman of the Talmidim, and when they ask the Kashe, not to say, maybe you're wrong, to say, Shtusim, Hot Nishken Shaiches. Does it a tzur of learning Teire? It's not the Pshat, you're allowed to do it. Das ist der Zure auf Limud HaTeire. Und wenn man die Gemara brings it down to Melamed, dann das ist der Zure auf Limud HaTeire. I heard once a Hezbah, I think from the Goyen. The Gaon says that the tzura of learning has to be kihem chayenu v'erech yomeinu. When someone learns that it's no nafkemina in his learning, stop. Noch a kasha, noch a line of the Gemara. Could miss a day, could not miss a day. It doesn't make a difference to him, yeah? Amali chapshir, amali doesn't chapshir. So taka and him taka is nothing but the skmima. Because it's stop, I learned. But when someone is learning that it bothers him, so even if he has a small mistake, Miyad Rav tells him, well, it shows the Tzura of learning. So maybe the Tzura has to be, not he's allowed to. Tzorich lichos. So mikol makom, zok digmor, omar li Levi l'Rebbe, my ayre de tonit esvov, lidnet ezayin. Omar li, kamedume li shein moyach bekit koidoi, my day, toch, what is the one that you mean to Zion? Imoy anus asofif. The Tana didn't write Imoy. Why? Because his mother is Alamol Eisha Soviv. So maybe the brother, Ochiv Min Ahav, could never marry Eisha Soviv. Every Imoy is Eisha Soviv. If the Achiv Min Ahav, every time his mother is Eisha Soviv. So the Gemara would mashkach asloy that his father was Me'anis Eisha. So by the brother it's anus asofif. So the brother is allowed to marry her. And when my brother dies, by me it's Imoy. By me it's Imoy. Zog the Gemara, Imo Yanus Asofi plugged to the Rabbi Yudah Verabonon, Ube plugged to Loi Komairi, Ube plugged to Loi Komairi. Eine Chanami, Yehav Azayich et Timse. Aber it's totally Marlekes Rabbi Yudah Verabonon, you write Lefi Rabonon, a person is allowed to marry Yanus Asofi. Aber Alibe, the Rabbi Yudah is not allowed to marry Yanus Asofi. So Melif is not allowed to marry Yanus Asofi. So it's no Yichet Timse that the brother married Yanus Asofi. Bemele is no echetimtze of Imoy. So you write, Ein echenami, alibe de Rabbonon, is a echetimtze. Alibe de Rabbonon, sido asa echetimtze. Abaval, alibe de Rabbi Yudah is no echetimtze. Bepluk de loike mairi. The Tanner wants to write things that are negia to everyone. That lefi everyone comes out as anaf kemine. And while this doesn't come up lefi everyone, so bemele, the Tanner didn't write it down. Pashas is mevu in the Gemara that is no echetimtze to marry Anus HaSoviv. That it has a shem erve. If it's only a chai velavim, could be that my brother went and he married her. Can't say, Mikolmokim, the Gemara didn't want to write the Isu. So the Gemara says, so the Tana is not talking about Anus HaSoviv. The Melech, this is not. Frek the Gemara, Veloi, how you could answer me? What Levi Taina, Rev Taina to Levi? How you could ask me such a kasha? Can we do Mishnah Meir? We could go in there because we plugged the Lekamairi. Chobarai from the Mishnah that we plugged the Yekamairi. Vare Yisur Mitzvah Yisur Kedusha. Chavelavim and Yisur de Rabbonon. The Pligi Rabakive de Rabbonon. Vektoni be Pirki. This is the Gemara that is Mevur in the Gemara. That Alibe de Rabakive. And the Tanya writes in Perek Sheini that Chayvelavim need Chalitza. So how you tell me that the Tanya be plugged to like a Mairi? How you can say plugged to like a Mairi? The Tanya is be plugged to, because the Tanya says in Perek Sheini that Chayvelavim need Chalitza. When I live in Rabbi Kive, Chayvelavim don't need Chalitza. I live in Rabbi Kive, Chayvelavim don't need Chalitza. So the Gemara be Pirkin Kamrina. But we said, we speak in Perek Rishon, not Perek Sheini. Also, a schwer Perek. But we speak in Perek Rishon, Perek Rishon. The Yesodus of Yevamos. But Perek Sheini could be a machlekes. Mikol Mekoyim. Betech Kedei Dvorim, stayed in the Gemara. That Lefi Rabbi Akiva, Chavelavim, Apotu, Meibum, Vechalitza. And Lefi Rabbonon, we have the Mishnah Lekamon, Chayv Elavim HaChayv. Midei Raisi Dechayv Beibum, Gzei Rabbi Rishon Atu Beishniya, Aber Chalitza Fashur Dechayv. And Lefi Rabbi Kiva, Chayv Elavim HaPotru Meibum VeChalitza. Here in the Gemara it doesn't say clone if Chayv Elavim patterned the Tzorah or not, Alibed Rabbi Kiva. It only says that the Potru Meibum VeChalitza. We'll see later Tesis and Dafyud and it's Yerushalmi that Lefi Rabbi Akiva Chavelavim even patter the Tzorah. Skirov speaks out in Sefer that there's two chidushim in Rabbi Akiva. We have to see, maybe they're mitle tole v'koy in the Hemshech HaSugya. One chidush that Lefi Rabbi Akiva Chavelavim apotu meibum v'chalitza. Chavelavim apotu meibum v'chalitza. This is one chidush. And the second chidush is that Chavelavim alibad Rabbi Akiva patter the Tzorah. But the Gemara doesn't say why. The Gemara doesn't say the Hezber, why Chayv Elavim Lefi Rabbi Akiva Apotu Meibum VeChalitza? Why? Arayas we have Oleo, Litzroi, Lokachas. Chayv Elavim we don't have a Pasuk. Only Shteida de Potu. Zogt Rashi. Ve'arei Yisur Mitzvah Ve'Yisur Kedusha Lekamon Beperek Keitzad, Kol Shiyisuro Yisur Erve Lo Yicholetzes Ve'Lo Yimisya Bemes, Yisur Mitzvah Kegon Shnias Midivre Soifrim, כנפורש לקמון בפרק בייס, או איסור קדושה, כאין שנופלו לפונו ממזרס ונסינו, שיבלב, חוילצס ולא מיסיה באמס, חוילצס, דלוי אלים איסור לב בלוי קורס, להפוק אייבום לגמרי, ולא מיסיה באמס, דו אסור עולה, ופליגי רבקי בדם הפרק החוילץ חי ולאבים כי חי וקריסס דקטוני איזו ממזר כל שער בוסו שהוא בלואב ויש ממזר מחי ולאבים ולרבקי ועולים לאב למפטרה ולאי כלום כער וגמור so it's very interesting Rashi is margish that we have to say a hesber Rashi is margish that we have to have a hesber why chav elavim apotur michalitze and Rashi says the words that lefi Rabbi Akiva alim lav lemiftere velo iklum ke'er v'gmur v'she'en kein lefi Rabbonon lo alim lav lemiftere velo iklum so in Rashi kilu shtei ta hesber why lefi Rabbi Akiva chav elavim apotur olim lav lemiftere velo iklum It's all in love, lemifter abe loiklum. All in love, lemifter abe loiklum. This is the kach of the love. And lefi rabbonon, lo all in love, lemifter abe loiklum. Rashi doesn't say a hesber. We need a hesber. Why lefi rabaki v'chav elavim apotu miyibum v'chalitze? Rashi doesn't feel that he has to say garbage. He only says one zach. All in love, lemifter abe loiklum. Masheng lefi rabbonon, lo all in love, lemifter abe loiklum. But Rash is because they're like a chorus. So the alim. What does it mean alim? Rash is they're alim to miftere beloi klum because they like chorus. Well, what is this alimus? What is this hesber in it? Why it patters in ganzen? It's alim le miftere beloi klum. It's alim le miftere beloi klum. So let me have to start to be etzem to come into the koishi. The rishonim asa kashe. It's better included in thesis is kashe. Rishonim has the kasha, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, all of the Rishonim shtel the kasha. Why lefi Rabbi Akiva chay velavim apotu miyibum v'chalitza? We're learning eight blat. Why arayas apotu miyibum v'chalitza? Rav said, Rav Gufa lo yitzrich ekro, ein esa deicha lo yitzrich yesh bekores, oder oleo, oder litzroir, oder lokachas, We have a psukim in the droshes, why a raya is a potu miyibum v'chalitza? We have psukim in the droshes, why a raya is a potu miyibum v'chalitza? Comes Rabbi Akiva and Daftes, Zogt Rabbi Akiva, Chai ve'lavim, a potu miyibum v'chalitza. Fregen Rishonim, why? If the reason, Moshel, Erwe Gufa lo yitzrich ekro. If Erwe Gufa lo yitzrich ekro. So why a raya is a potu miyibum? Ein esa deicha lo yitzrich yesh bekoretz. But here Esther could be Deicha Leisese. So why you can't do Yibum to Chave Lavim? Say Leisi Esther Velit Chaleisese. Why Esther cannot be Deicha Leisese? Leisi Esther Velit Chaleisese. If you have Oleo, Oleo is a Pasuk, there is a Rayas. Lokachas is a Rayas. Why you don't say Leisi Esther Velit Chaleisese? Even if you have a rayas, you're right that she's an erve, and an erve is a stira leibu. You're right that an erve is a stira leibu. But state in the Gemara and Daf Gimel that if Esther would be doicha loisus as she yesh bekores, so would be yibum and a rayas. Nor ain Esther doicha loisus as she yesh bekores. So why chay velavim? We don't say Esther doicha loisus. Gemara says gzer birishen to be a shliyos. It's the Gemara of Chav. So nochamol. So why you not allowed to do? Why lefi Rabbi Akiva chay velavim apatu? Fregen al rishonim leisi esse velitchi leisese. What do you tell me that the erve is a stira leibum? But the Gemara states that all of the arayas, even if they are stira leibum, if esse would be doicha leisese, you would do yibum in all of the arayas. If Esau be doicha loisese, you would do yibum in all of the arayas. And the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rifi Rabbi Akiva, you cannot do yibum in chay velavim ve'ese. Oleo is in arayas. Oleo is in arayas. Here is not arayas. As they fregen al rishayin. Dahainu, avad erve could be a stira leibum. Erve could be a stira leibum. Erve could be a stira leibum. Aber the Gemara states that all of the arayas, if Esa would be doicha loisase, you would do Yibum in all of the arayas. This is the whole eight blood. That if Esa would be doicha loisase yesh bakores, you would do Yibum in all of the arayas. As they state in the Gemara, from Daf Gimel till Daf Ches, that if Esa be doicha loisase yesh bakores, you would do Yibum. So you write that the Erva is a stira le Yibum. Erva, you can't do Kicha, you can't do Kinyon, you can't do Kicha in the Erva. She's not lokachas. You can't do kinyonim. You can't do kinyonim in the erve. But if esa deicheloisus is mevur in the gemara, that you could. And this is beetzem included in Tesis's kasha. I'm saying kasha of the rishonim. She can answer the a klore kasha of the rishonim. Zog Tesis. בכל דוח דפשיט אלי להשס דחייב אליו אל רבי עקיבא דאמר אם קידוש אין טויפסי מחייב אליו אם לאו מחליצה וייבום נינו כמו יחייב קריס הסוחר באורל רבי פצוע דקה וקרושוב חו בפרק ד' מיסס ותאים אל הראי דאמי לא ימרין אינם אל רבי עקיבא דלייסי יסה ולהתחיל איסס דלייסי יסה ולהתחיל איסס. Why if you have a kibbe, we don't say lazy yes, but it's chilaisus. And it's meduik and teisus. Machem said it's meduik and teisus. Teis didn't come and ask my time at the Rav Akiva. He knows you could answer me it's a erve, and an erve is a stira leibum. But lazy yes, but it's chilaisus. And the kasha is kfula. Rashi is trying to answer the kasha. And Rashi says, no, the answer is, it's Alim. It's Alim lefi Rabbi Akiva. For he says, I know that it's Alim, but Esa Deichalaisase. As if he Alim the Arayas, Esa is Deichalaisase. Here also, Esa has to be Deichalaisase. Here Esa also has to be Deichalaisase. So what is the Hesbel? What is the Avonis Advorim? So before we start, I want to remind me the Dvorim, maybe like this we go into the Kasha. We already mentioned it once about Fasidur HaDvorim, Da'av Nemiluim brings down the Teretz. Zog Da'av Nemiluim, Mtshuva Yudches. Zog Da'av Nemiluim, Be'etzem Ha'erve is a stir aleibu. Every erve be'etzem is a stir aleibu. Every erve is a stir aleibu. Why? Because the Chefza of Yibum, we gave the Akdome is to make a Maisa Kinyan. Not only to make a Bia, to make a Maisa Kinyan. The Chefza of Yevoma is, Velekocho lo ilo Yisho, that he makes a Kinyan in the Yevoma. If he doesn't make a Kinyan in the Yevoma, it's not a Maisa Yibum. The Bia on the Kinyan, Sinishkin Yibum. Yibum is to make the Kinyan in the Yevoma. Mele Zog Dav Nemiluim Val the Chefze from the Yibum is the Maisa Kinyan. A Erve Be'etzem is a Stirat Yibum. A Erve Be'etzem is a Stirat Yibum. A Erve is a Stirat Yibum. So how the Gemara wants, how Tesis wants Leisi Esa Velitche Leisese, the Teretz is B'Shaz the Mitzvah, the Erve will have to move away. So for the Bishas, the Mitzvah, the Erve will go, will move away. And B'meile, Esa Deichalaisa say, he will do the Yibum. So Bishas, the Yibum, the Erve will move away. The Esa will be Deicha Deleisa say. The Esa will be Deicha the Shem Erve. And while the Esa will be Deicha the Shem Erve, B'meile, he will do a Yibum. Zog Dav the Miluim, this is good for the hour that he does the Yibum. An hour later, when he finishes the Yibum, when he finishes the Maisa Yibu, the Erve comes back. B'shas, the beer that he needs to make the Kinyan, the Mitzvah is there. A second later, the Erve comes back, like we saw in Tesis. The Ishisach Tesis said it doesn't come back. Oh, but all of the Arayas come back. As we saw in Tesis. Even without the Pesuk, even the Ishisach would come back with the Tesis. Abu Shah Arayas, Avada the Yisra comes back. Zog Dav Nemiluim, state in Rashi and Daf Memtes, not only that you can't do Kiddushin to a Erve, if a Isha was married to you and she turned to become a Erve, the Kiddushin is Nifka. Not only that you cannot marry a Erve, If a lady was married to you and she became a erve, the kiddushin is nifka. Not every time it could happen. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, it's very easy to happen. She could become a chai v'lavim, a krushovcho, a couple kind of chai v'lavim that you could become later. So again, not only that you can make kiddushin in a erve, Shitas Rashi is that if someone is a erve, the kiddushin anifka. Meile zogt avne miluim, even if eso will be doicha lo isase, Rashi has a teretz of tesis is kashe. Why Rashi never has the kashe and of tes? Why only tesis has the kashe? And Rashi mashma that it's alim and it's good. The teretz is, Rashi learns it's a erve, what you tell me eso doicha lo isase, it will help for an hour. But an hour later, when the isur, achisisho, all the chavelavim, the isur will come back, will be taki. The yibum will be nifka. Zog dav miluim, and ishus lezman is nishken ishus. Ishus lezman is nishken ishus. So meil Rashi has a teretz of teisus is kashe. Vos freg teisus. Dat chai velavim. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, you're right that it's a erve. And an erve is a stir at a kiddushin. An erve is a stir at a kiddushin. An erve is a stir at a yibum. So what is the teretz? Esa deicha lo isase. We'll push away the erve. And the mele, the ishus of bichal. On them, zog davet miluim is no way. You have to remember davet miluim. On pushing away the erve, you can't start to do yibum. The aleph beis of doing yibum is to push away the erve. Zog davet miluim, but it's only pushed away b'shaz the mitzvah. When the mitzvah is finished, the erve comes back. So when I help Esad Echeloysa say. I mean, Tesis that didn't answer it, Zog Davne Miluim and Shuvirit Ches, is Lashitosoi and Dat Memtes, that doesn't hold from Paki. He holds, if it's Chal, it's Sulei Nifka. You can't be Mekadosh HaErve. But if you had a way to Chap onto the Erve, the issue is not Nifka. So this is the Tere from Davne Miluim. Bemele, you ask me a kasha, frek teises, lefi Rabbi Akiva, you write that it's a erve, and it's a erve stira leibum, or beleisi eser velitche loisese, zog nevne miluim, ein echana mi leisi eser velitche loisese, will only be doiche for one beer, or belater it has to come back. If it comes back, lefi Rashi be paki, vemel it's ishus lezman, it's nishken ishus, so mel you can't do the mitzvah. Mashenken teises doesn't hold from paki, vemel, frek teis the kasha. And this Be'etzem, the Stipler spoke out that this Avni Miluim Shtims Be'etzem Teis L'Shitosrei. We saw yesterday, Teisa says that without the Pasuk, B'yashnir would have to be also. So Teisa, a lot of different answers, why not? Means we have Deishasach, that's Minanach Yisisho. If Deishasach would come back, so she's a Erve. If she's a Erve, it has to be Paki. Why Teisa asked the Kashi yesterday? How I know Biashnir? I'll tell you from where I know Biashnir. Because if Biashnir is also, so Bemele has to be Paki. If it has to be Paki, you never could do Yibum. And if the Teisa said to do Yibum, Muchach that Biashnir is Mutter. And Teisa Shitosi didn't say it, because Teisa doesn't offer Paki. Rashi, lefi Rashi, we have a new teretz. Why melamed shemegal shemeged to machziro? This was mentioned in the shir yesterday. Lefi Rashi, melamed shemegal shemeged to machziro. Why I don't need a pasuk can be a shnir? Teretz is be a shnir anyway is muter because be a shnir is also so the erev comes back. So lefi Rashi, we have beetsam a new teretz. Why be a shnir has to be muter? Because if be a shnir is not muter and eishesach, so the eishesach comes back. If the Shesach comes back, so it was only a heter for one beer. So b'meila, when the Shesach comes back, it'll be a paki. If it'll be a paki, it'll be Yishus Lezman. It'll be Yishus Lezman. Mikol Mekoyim, this is the terrace of Davni Miluim. So Davni Miluim wants to build up a machlekes Rashi and Teisus. Rashi holds paki, b'meila, he doesn't have Teisus as kasha. V'sheik and Teis l'shitosoi. Frek de kasha. We mentioned already in Shir then that Reb Zalman Sender asked the Kasha and the Avni Miluim how the Avni Miluim could say a Teretz. That we can't say Esa Deicha Leisese. Why we can't say Esa Deicha Leisese? Because if we will say Esa Deicha Leisese, so the Melech will help for one time, the Firashi, and then the Achisisha will come back, and then the Chavelavim will come back, so it will be a Paki, it's Ishus Lezman. Ishus Lezman is not a Yibum. So Mele Lefi Rashi is not Shvata Ktesis Kashe. Esa Deicha Leisese will not help her Esa Deicha Leisese. To be Ishus Lezman. Frank is Amin Sender, so the whole Gemara in Daf Gimel steht nicht as it. And the whole Gemara in Daf Gimel steht nicht as it. And Daf Gimel steht, that if Esau would be Deichel Eisese, you would do Yibum in the Arayas. The Gemara says you have a Leo, Lokachas, but without a Leo, without Lokachas, you would say Esau Deichel Eisese, and Yibum will be even in Arayas. Frankly, I'm in center of the Miluim, if you're telling me that the mitzvah is only Deichel for one time. And then it comes back. And the Melech Firashi, it will be Paki. And then it's the issues this man, the Melech, it's not called Yibum. So how the Gemara asked, and the Gimel Amud Beis, that all of the Arayas, without a Leo, I would do Yibum, because Esther Deichel Eisus, so she has Bekores, if you don't have a Mine. What would help that Esther Deichel Eisus, she has Bekores? Even if Esther will be Deichel Eisus, she has Bekores, will only help for one beer, I mean, will only help for one beer, and after it will help for one beer, it will come back, and the Melech will be Paki, it's the issues this man. Zakim Zamin Sender, the Gemara only meant to say it on Achris Isha. Why? Because Achris Isha, if I'll be allowed to marry the Achris Isha, so for a minute I'm allowed to marry her. So she will become my wife. So if she will become my wife, the Manu, I'm married to Rochel, and now Leah falls to Yibum. So I'm allowed to do Yibum to Leah, even that she's a Elve, because the Esa de Chalese for a minute takes away the shame Elve from Leah. In the middle of I'm marrying Leo, so Lefi Rashi, the issue of Rochel is Paki. Because now my first wife becomes Achris Isha. Really, because my first wife will become Achris Isha. Again, I'm married to Rochel. Leo, my brother is married to Leo. My brother dies, I can't do Yibum. And it's not a Shesh Bekores. But if Esau will be Deichel Eisus Shesh Bekores, I would have a heter to marry Leah. Only for 1 minute. But if Leah would be my wife even for 1 minute, so in that minute, Rochel, my other wife, is a Erve. So while she's a Erve, so she's Paki. Well, no, I'm Deichel the Erve from Leah. So Leah is my wife, or the Rochel is a Chois my wife. No, Leo is not an Erve, but Rochel is an Erve. It's Deichel the Erve from Leo. So I'm allowed to marry Leo, and Bemele Rochel is Nifka. Bemele Rochel is Nifka. This is the Teretz of Zamen Sender. This is the Teretz of Zamen Sender. So Lefid Avdi Miluim again. So Avdi Miluim is coming with a chap. I'm not going to Avdi Miluim because this is a maftech to go into the Rishonim. The Hainu, the Avdi Miluim is starting the Sugya with the Anoche that everyone understands in the Sugya that the Erve is a Stira Leibu. Erve is a Stira Leibu. No, Teis Kasha was not what is the Pshat in Rabbi Kiva. Leisi Ese velit chileises. Leisi Ese velit chileises. Leisi Ese velit chileises. This is Teis Kasha. After that, down the Miluim, it doesn't help Mefirashi. Because it only helps for one beer, then the Erve comes back, the Mele is Paki, the Mele issues his mat. So the Shaila is, Hashem, the Teretz of Rashi, or what the Gemara asked in the Gimel and Achisisho, Leisi Ese, Velit Chileisa Shiesh Bekos, if you don't have a Mine, but will only help for one beer, and then the Erve will come back. The Teretz is, Zog the Reb Zaman said, dear, the Pshat is, the Erve will be Mutter, so I will marry the Erve, so my wife will be Nifka. Because now the second one is my wife, the first one is Nifka. And we mentioned that Reb Chaim, Baruch Ber, all of them added, so what if my first one is Nifka? If I married a lady and I divorce her, I'm not allowed to marry the sister, Kol Shebechayel. So the Maaseh, I was married to Rochel, and then I was married to Leah. And I had a heter to marry to Leah. Zakir Zan Sender, if I married to Leah, Rochel is Nifka. So what if she was Nifka? But Amor, she was my wife. And is that Alochi, you're not allowed to marry Achris Isha. If I marry a lady and I divorce her, even if I'm not married to her, is the Isha to marry Achris Isha? So what is the answer? That the heter is because I will marry Leah. And the male Rochel will be Nifka, but Rochel was my wife. So Leah stays also. And then we mentioned from Reb Chaim, Reb Baruch Ber, that you're not allowed to marry Achris Isha because when you divorce someone, some issues stays. But when it's a pack, that the issues is Nifka and Gansen, there's no issue of Achris Isha. But Meile, while you will marry Leo, Rochel will become a Erva, she'll be Paki. The Hainu will be no more issues left from Leo, from Rochel. But Meile, you're allowed to stay with Leo. How about this is a Rochek Teretz. So the Maaseh, We have the kasha from the Rishonim. What is the pshat lefi Rabbi Akiva? And it's interesting, when you see all of the Rishonim, they don't ask the kasha like Tosfos. Maybe Stam. Maybe the Rishonim like to be ma'arich more. Maybe we could say a hezbel. Tosfos asked the kasha one line. Teimelari. I understand that it's a herveh. All of the Rishonim asked the Kasha, can the Amrinen bedav gimel in all of the arayas? That if Eser b'deich ha'leisa sheyesh b'koras, it's gimel. It's the same Kasha. I don't know if the Rishonim came lafuke from Zaman Sander, or they came lafuke from different Lamdasim, but the Rishonim, all of the Rishonim, when they ask the Kasha, it's the same Kasha. But they don't stand ask the Kasha, everyone knows, it's very important for the Avon HaSadvorim, before we start to answer the Rishonim, everyone knows that the problem in Rabbi Akiva, the problem in Rabbi Akiva is that it's a erve. Rabbi Akiva chai velavim are a erve. And val it's a erve, b'mele is no chalitza. This is for sure what Rabbi Akiva said. But the Rishonim and Tosfos asking a kasha, but it's a klal of Eser Deichalosus. It's a klal of Eser Deichalosus. If it's a klal of Eser Deichalosus. Koshe, name the Osi Eser Velitchalosus. Loshna Ramban. Do afilu chai v'krisis. Do leitavse bo kidusha ave amine de leyabmom. Ilam mishum de loyosi Eser Vedochilosus Hashiyash bekoros. All the Rishonim ask the kasha. It's the same kasha, just miyat from Dav Gimel. So this is the kasha be'etzim of the Rishonim. So the Rishonim remind me the kasha, vosi the pshat in Rabbi Akiva. Vosi the pshat in Rabbi Akiva. And the Rishonim answer. And this be'etzim is a big yisoid. We'll start the Loshon HaRamban. ויש לו אמר דל רב עקיבא גולי רחמונה בארייס והוא הדין לחי ולאבים וכל דלו יתפסי בקידושים מפקי זיק ויש לו אמר דל רב עקיבא גולי רחמונה בארייס והוא הדין לחי ולאבים וכל דלו מתפסי בקידושים מפקי זיק זוגן ראשון עם התארץ. You're right. Although we have a gilui in Arayas, that Arayas amufka from Yibum, today Rabbi Akiva learns out from there to Evi Chai Velavim, that Lefi Dvorav is Arayas, he learns it out from the Arayas, Dumya the Arayas. Even that it doesn't have chorus, even that it doesn't have chorus, but he learns it out. We see from Aleo that Arayas apotu meibum. So Rabbi Akiva says, I learn out kilu. Before we had the parsha of Aleo, before we had the drosha, we taught that Esek could be doicha loisus from Arayas. But after Aleo, I have a drosha, I have a limud. So now Rabbi Akiva learns out lekol haterekulo that every time when someone is a erve, she's mufka from yibum. These are the words of the Rishonim. Now, before we start the words of the Rishonim, Rebbe Ochber, Alemor, with these Rishonim, he made a yontef. Aber Rav says, Erve Gufa Lo Yitzrich Ekrov. How do Rishonim say that Goli Rachmone? We're learning that Rav said that is no Pasuk. Ach, how do Goli Krov? All of the Rishonim. So I'm saying it for Maimer HaMuzgar, it's not the guy to the Avon of the Rishonim. All of the Rishonim say, after the Goli Krov. The Pasuk was Megale Azvos. That Arai is a potu, so now I know that the Erve is potu. So while I know now that the Erve is potu, so I learn out to all of the Arayas. So I learn out to all of the Arayas. Rabbi says, Erve Gufa Leitzrich Ekro. What? If he holds like Rebbe, we'll have a different terrace on the whole Tesis Kashi. If someone holds Elbe Gufa Tzricha Kro, so Rabbi could answer, but Rabbi will find the answer why Tzricha Kro Lefi Rabbi Akiva, he will answer Lefi everyone else. I mean, Zog Rebbe Ochber, it's Muchach from here, that in the end of the day is a Pasuk. But we learned Avches, we were Mesupik, Elbe Gufa Lo Tzricha Kro. So Rebbe Chon, Rebbe Ochber say, Lo Tzricha Kro. aber in the end is velokho, in the end you learn from the Torah. Ech shelo yi ha-hesber. I don't want to go, I want to first to learn the Rishonim good together. I'm just saying, b'derech agav shteidu in the Rishonim, that avada is a pasuk. If it's a musig of erve gufa lo yitzrich ekro, it's no pasuk at all. If it's a musig of erve gufa lo yitzrich ekro, that is no pasuk bichlal. If it's no pasuk bichlal, לפי רב ארבע גובל היציר לקרוא זה לא פסוק בכלל. How you could say שכיוון שגו לקרוא? How you could say כיוון שגו לקרוא? Where is the go לקרוא? וייסטוי זה זקרוא. וייסטוי זה זקרוא. We'll go back to the Rishonim. The shaila is, what is the answer of the Rishonim? What is the answer of the Rishonim? Aber two Sachen. What is the answer of the Rishonim? And why Tesis didn't answer like the Rishonim? Yeah, why Tesis didn't answer like the Rishonim? Why Tesis didn't answer like the Rishonim? We have a psavikuach here. We have a psavikuach. The Rishonim answer Ka'ataretz and Tesis didn't answer like the Rishonim. So Be'ashkofa Rishono, the easy Tere, we have to mind this. The easy Tere, what the Welt says, is Reb Shleime Hyman and Simon Aleph. We mentioned it for Reb Nochem a couple of shiurim ago. Very easy. You're right. Before we had a Leo, we thought that Esa Decha Leisa Shiash Bekoretz. Came a Leo and said, no, Voshtayt in a Leo. Not stab a Gzeira Sakosuv that ain't Esa Decha Leisa Shiash Bekoretz. It's a Gzeira Sakosuv on Leo, on Leo. Arayes are a stira leibum, velokho, kol sheyesh bo likuchim, oile leibum, sheein bo likuchim is ein oile leibum. Today we have a drosha that arayes apotu meibum. Arayes apotu meibum. We have a drosha. Arayes apotu meibum. Arayes apotu meibum. We have a drosha. We have a drosha that arayes apotu meibum. What is the drosha? Oleo. The hainu. Rabbi Masber. Without a leo, I taught ishtari. I taught esa decha leisa sheyesh bekoretz. This is what I taught. Came a leo, and what a leo said? Name. Why name? Why name? A leo said that you can't do ibu. Why? So, one verse of Rabbi Shlomo says, erve is a stira leibu. Esik b'decha leisa said bismorgen, but erve is a stira leibu. Hashem doesn't want ibu, but this isha. So what do you tell me Esa Decha Leisa said? But the Erve is a stira leibu. It's a mute in the parsha that Arayis a mufka from the parsha. What do you ask me? Esa Decha Leisa? I don't understand. Hashem said no. What are you asking me Esa Decha Leisa said? Shalom, what Hashem is asking Esa Decha Leisa said? What is the kasha? Esa Decha Leisa said. But there's a mute in the parsha. I'll give you a marshal. It says in the pasuk that if you be anis a isha, veloy tia le isha. So if you marry a Isha, you have to marry her later. So the Gemara, "Veloi tia leisha, isha reuya loy." But if he was Mehanis' mother, he doesn't have to stay with her. If he was Mehanis' a chavilavim, he doesn't have to stay. I esed echeloi say, no, isha reuya loy. As the kasha esed echeloi say, Hashem said, you have to marry isha reuya loy, yeah? You have to eat matzah. You don't have to eat bread. You have to eat matzah. You don't have to eat bread. What?
Well,
over there, as the chapter. Where? And the Gemara answers. That mem, and Chesuv is that mem. And this is the Pshat Rishonim explained. Does that? So, an Oleo state, Hashem says, these Noshim do Yibum, these Noshim don't do Yibum. These Noshim do Yibum, these Noshim don't do Yibum. So what do you ask me a kasha? What is the kasha? For the Gemara, ask me a kasha. What is the kasha? Leisi esse velit chileis esse. Hashem said that Arayis is a mufka from Yibum. Hashem said Arayis is a mufka from Yibum. So you don't have a kasha vese de chileis esse. Arayis is a mufka from Yibum. If you remember, we had that moshel and daf. Beis amud alef. Eishes ochiv meimo, it was a tzad lefi rashi, that is no chorus. So we said, so why is no Yibum? Because she's a elder. Mele, Tesis Kasha doesn't start. After Oleo is a Gzera Sakosu that is nismayed from the Parsha. If it's a Gzera Sakosu that is nismayed from the Parsha, Rabbi Kiva says, Chayvelavim also arayas. Chayvelavim also arayas. If they're nismayed from the Parsha, they're nismayed from the Parsha. So why, someone asks you, why arayas apotu miyibum today? Because the Erva is a stira to the Parsha's yibum. So the man has no mitzvah sibum to arayas. Kozman, I didn't know that as a mute. I thought only because Stama Erve is a stire. So if Esther the Chaloisa says she will not be a Erve, it will be a mitzvah. State in the Torah a mute, Oleo, that Arayas apotu from the Parsha. If the Arayas apotu from the Parsha, Rebuch Ber says it, Kilu, Rebuch Ber says even starker, it's not Kilu Arayas apotu. It's Kivyochel Hashem gave a marshal. This list of ladies, I don't want them to do evil. It's the Nusach of Rebuch Ber. Simen Baal Menokat. Dainu, Arayas, these are the Noshim that Hashem doesn't want him to do Yibum. So, Mele, Rabbi Kiva holds Chayvelavim are also considered a Erve. If Chayvelavim are also considered a Erve, Mele, they also move from the Parsha. They also move from the Parsha. Savos Hal Teisves. But if it's a mute from this noshi from the parsha, today is exer asakosuf that you don't do yibum to arayas. What is Taisus' kasha? Zogt Reb Nochem, again I'm saying the first nusach, the nusach akal. Taisus learns that the exer asakosuf is not an arayas apotu meyibum. The exer asakosuf is that ain esse deichaleisa shiyash bekores. I would think that esse is deichaleisa shiyash bekores. As ishteri, I would think as occasion of Rabbi Yehuda that Esse is doicha leisa sheyesh bekores. State in the gzeras hakosuf that it's not doicha. State in the gzeras hakosuf that it's not doicha. If state in the gzeras hakosuf that it's not doicha, frik neisus ein Esse doicha leisa sheyesh bekores. Or bechay velavim say Esse doicha leisa. So bashkofa rishoyno. והשקוף הראשון, במחלקס הראשונים, תייסס and the ראשונים is, ווס שטייטן עליה. תייסס learn is a mute, the ראשונים learn, עליה is a mute on the parsha sarayas. הערבה is פוטו מייבו. דהיינו, בעצם עסק הוא בדרך כלל עשה שיש בקורס. אבל the terrace is שטייטן עליה, that she's moved from the parsha. Oleo state that she's moved from the parsha. If Oleo state that she's moved from the parsha, you can't ask me Esse de Chaloisa. It's no Esse. It's no Esse. At the beginning, again, when the Miluim came, Be'etzem, Erve had to have Yibum. She says, you can't do Yibum to Erve, it doesn't catch, because you can't do a Kinyan. If Esse de Chaloisa say, you would manage to do Yibum. Now he's saying it's Afkoi from the parsha. But mainly everyone that is Erve is moved from the parsha. Avada Yishal Hashoel, how we know it? How we know it? Maybe only a Erva that has chorus. Maybe a Erva that doesn't have chorus nish. But how you know? But Shet Oleo. Oleo is a Rayas that have chorus. How you decided that Hashem gave the list of Erva? Maybe Hashem gave a list of Erva that has chorus. How we decide? But this is what the Rishonim decided. And Taisus will learn that. Taisus will learn. The mute is that ein esse deiche leise sheyesh bekores. Das is the ganze mute that ein esse deiche leise sheyesh bekores. Aber bemele, when it's not esse deiche leise sheyesh bekores, because it's a chai velavim, so you could be deiche der, and you could do yibu. This would be alpon of the tzura sadvori. Alpon of the tzura sadvori. And when you read the ritva, the pashtus, this is what the ritva meant to answer. The Pashas, when you see the Ritva, this is what the Ritva meant to answer. It's the easiest Rishon in the Sugya. V'yishleimah, the cave and the Ika Arayas Tzoroseyem Mi'ishul HaChoysa Nafga V'osom K'sib Le'Sikach. Maybe it's Masber a little bit. Hu Adin L'Chol Sh'yesh L'Mibal Yikach. So the Ritva is explaining a little bit why we decided that the Shem Erve V'loshon HaPosuk is Le'Sikach Mashma Kol Sh'yesh Bokicho. So it's Mashma that it's totally in the Tfisas Kiddushin and the Shem Erbe of Tfisas Kiddushin. So now we decided that the gather of the Gzeras HaKosuv is everyone that is the Erbe of Tfisas Kiddushin is Mufka from the Parsha. Everyone that is Mufka from Tfisas Kiddushin is Mufka from the Parsha. So mele hu adin ala arayis ha mufkaf, evi erve is mufkaf in the parsha. Hu adin lekol shi yesho balikach, goli rachmone b'chai v'krisis de leitafsi bu kidushin, v'hu adin lechol de kamesayu. It's not negia to the chorus, it's negia to the tfisas kidushin, v'hu adin lechol de kamesayu. And Tesis didn't want to learn like that. He learned that it's more totally in the chorus. Because Ein Esa Dechelois is Yesh be chorus. Other Gzeres HaKosuv is Adin in the chorus. But Mele Tesis answers the Kasha. This will be the Tchilas HaDvorim. The Poshte Veg. Shleim Erev, Mochim Simon Vov. This is the Poshte Dvorim. This would be good if the Rishonim and all of them will say it the same way the Ritva said it. The same way the Ritva said it. And again, the Ritva maybe explained it a little bit more from all of the Rishonim. The Ritva explains why Taki the Bitoli and the Shem Erve? Why Taki the Bitoli and the Shem Erve? Zog the Ritva, the reason it's Toli and the Shem Erve is because the reason it's Toli and the Shem Erve because it says Lo Yikach. It's mashma tolu in tfisas kiddushin. Even it's a little bit interesting because the Gemara said we knew achrisisho shararayis minayin. Shararayis minayin. Why only after you have all of the arayis you decided to make as a bini anav that it's not even arayis? It's tolu in the kiche. But the Ritva says a psalosh tolu in the kiche. And b'meile Rav Akiva right away says who adin? And Tesis didn't learn like that. The problem is, and here I want. To be aimed on the Shaila. All of the Rishonim, it's not Mashma. I want to read the Lashon HaRishonim, the Ramban, and then in the Rashba is Mamish Lehedya. The Ramban, when he says the Teretz, a simple Teretz, you thought that it's Tfisas Kidud, that it's Toli Esdech Eloysa, says a mute. She's out. Everything that is a Erva is out, the Mele, it's out, the Firab Akiva. I push the Teretz. You're right, before a layer it went one way, after a layer is a drosha. If it's a drosha, she's out. So Chavelavim are also out. Very simple. V'yeshloimar dele rabakive goli rachmone be'arayes v'hu adin lechai velavim. De kol dele mitvesu b'kidushin mafke zike. Dele rabakive goli rachmone be'arayes v'hu adin lechai velavim. Mashma, that has something to do with Rabbi Akiva. Akati Koshe, Freg the Ramban, Hai Svore, Eicha Shamini le Rabbi Akiva, the Mak Shaminei. How the Gemara knows that Rabbi Akiva will learn that it's Tolui and that to ask a Kasha? It's okay, maybe the Ramban is not saying, like, who told the Gemara that? You're asking me a Kasha, who told? If you're Rabbanon, it's never enough Kemina in this Lomdus. Because anyway, she's Potu. But I want to read the Lashon HaRashba. The Lashon HaRashbo is V'yesh Loima De La Rabaki Ve'goli Rachmone B'chai V'krisis De Leitavse B'u Kiddushin V'hu Adin Chai V'lavim V'inu De V'pki B'de Rabaki They were Boki in Rabaki Ve's Inu Yadu De Rabaki Ve'ochi Svirale The Amiroim were Boki in Rabaki Ve's Teire. And they knew Rabbi Akiva. The Ritva doesn't say they were Pkim and Rabbi Akiva. He says, Poshet, you write that Esed Echeloise say, Omer is Oleo. After Oleo, I look in the Pasuk and I say, why Hashem said no? Not Stam. He said, because it's Toli and Tfisas Kiddushin, Yibum is Toli and Tfisas Kiddushin, or Isha that is Mufka, Hashem never gave the mitzvah. The man who had in Chai Velavim. No Shaykh is the Rabbi Akiva. It's a glatis svore, and everyone holds from it. And Tesis didn't hold from that glatis svore. Say that. You could hear Tesis, you could hear the Rishonim. It's very glad. And the Ramban and the Rashbo, stay do epes avot. Rabbi Akiva holds like that. Kilo Rabbanon don't hold like that. Rabbi Akiva. It's a Knejan Rabbi Akiva. Not everyone holds like that. Rabbi Akiva holds like that. Not everyone. Rabbi Akiva holds like that. Ve'inu da'av p'ki b'de Rabbi Akiva v'al de'o b'okin Rabbi Akiva's teire, they know to hold like that. What is the shaykhis te'inu p'ki b'Rabbi Akiva? What is the shaykh is the Iyub Kiyub Rabbi Kiva? So stay there in the Rishonim that is something more to what we're trying to understand. And I want maybe a little bit to Pesach the Dovo. Sayreb Shleim, Sayreb Baruch Ber, all of them came by Etzem to explain. It's a Modnezach. I want to explain the Koishi. We're learning a sugya, we're learning out something from Arayas. Arayas have chorus. Arayas have chorus. And the Gemara says, Ma'achu is isho miyuchedes shechayovim oleo chorus, afshar Arayas shechayovim oleo chorus. This is the mute on Shara Arayas. Chai v'lavim don't have that mute. Chai v'lavim don't have that mute. The Rishonim come and make up out of nowhere that it changed. It changed. It's not Tolui and Chorus anymore. It's Tolui and Kiche. Tolui and Tfisas Kiddushin. It's not Tolui and Chorus anymore. It's Tolui and Kiche. Someone that doesn't have Kiche is Potum in the Parsha. And b'meile hu adin l'Rabbi Akiva chai v'lavim. So in the Ritva Taki, maybe the Ritva said, like we said, a little bit of hesber in it. Los leisikach is a drosha, is a mashmoes. So the Ritva said, that is a mashmoes, and that mashmoes is the hesber. The Rishonim even didn't say a hesber. I read the Rashba. The Rabbi Akiva go l'rachmona b'chai v'krisis d'loi tavsi bu kiddushin hu adin l'chai v'lavim. Why? No hesber. No hesber. You're right, it's the shame erve. It's the shame erve. So steht in the Rishonim b'pisa avone, steht in b'pisa avone that was a optaich pshat. One thing steht klar. The Baruch Ber said, "Stay the klor in the Gemara that the Gemara understood that noch the drosha lefid Rishonim, it's a poiter, not a oyster, it's a poiter. Arayis a potu from the parsha. Arayis a potu from the parsha. And b'meile it has to be uadil Rabbi Akiva. It has to be uadil Rabbi Akiva. The shaila why? The shaila say so. If we say that now the Gemara mishuma changed, like the Ritva, the Sinem again the Ritva that the Ritva learned, say that." And Teis didn't learn that the Gemara changed. Also, it needs a hesber. We do say Teis doesn't learn like that. The Rishonim learn like that. Teis doesn't learn like that. But the Rishonim at the Inu Da'avet Kibbe the Rabbi Akiva, they were Boki and Rabbi Akiva, and while they were Boki and Rabbi Akiva, they know it. The Rashba adds a couple words. Chutz from the Inu Kibbe Rabbi Akiva. So the Rabban also says Vela Rabbi Akiva. But the Rashba is Mamshich, Ve'erachti b'ze b'likutin sheli b'siyata d'shmaya. And this is a Tshuvas HaRashba. Rebbe Chol brings down a Tshuvas HaRashba. And in Tshuvas HaRashba, the Rashba says a lot of arichas. He says two pshotim in the sugya. I just want to be mindful, it's like this tomorrow we could go finish the sugya, to go into the oimik of the sugya. We have to see first, the Baruch Ber says that Pesah Avonah doing the Rashba and the Rishonim, to understand what is the Rishonim's real answer, why Lefer Rabbi Akiva and why Tesis didn't answer it. We have to see in Tshuvas HaRashba, it's brought down the Kibbutz HaOres, the Rashba says, Tumo Hesberim, and the Tesis HaRosh brings down three more Terutzim and the Kashe. Now I want to explain, it's not standard the Rishonim bring down more Terutzim. Because if we say in the Shtikul Teireh that Arayas are still a Yibur, and all the Rishonim say different Terutzim, it means that all of these Rishonim don't hold from it. When we were going in Yivam, Mr. Moshe, we said, why Nida is not a Stirel Yibum? She's not a Erve. You need to be a Erve. I Nida has a chorus, but she's not a Erve. And she's Achim Meimoi, she doesn't have a chorus, but she's a Erve. So the final Rishonim, Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, Lemaskone, if everyone is Masim with Rabbi Akiva, we switch Givomis. Heinz is totally in the shame of it. But if Teisus doesn't answer it, Teis HaRosh says two different Tirutzim, we'll have to ask Hashem to be Maimed the Shittas. What? Oh? So.